This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The dykes on bikes have all of a sudden become the dykes on bikes. On mics, T-Rex yes. And Viv, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you.
I've added that new name, new extra bit to your name.
I love it.
Now, Viv, you are new to the Dykes on Bikes.
Yes. Oh, well, since 2021.
Since 2021.
Yep. But recently have the position now of ride coordinator.
Ride coordinator. So you're coordinating all the rides.
Yes, which is a lot of fun.
So let's jump into that, and we'll get to you in a second, T-Rex. But tell us about the rides and coordinating them. How do you choose where to go?
Well, we try and have varied rides in terms of rider ability, and we like to mix it up a bit. So we'll go down along the coast, we'll go inland, in town as well. We've got one coming up soon. I think it's on the 17th of December, actually. And it's just a little run down Beach Road, and then we'll head down to, I think it's the Sunny, oh, there's a plug for Sunny Boy, but the Sunny Boy Beach Club, and catch up there. So, and that's for riders that are on smaller bikes too, that don't necessarily want to be on freeways as such, and just a chance to catch up. And of course, with the December, it's a bit busy, so it's not a particularly long ride, obviously.
So, Viv, you don't have to sort of, if you're scared and thinking, you know what, I'm only new to biking, or I've got a smaller bike, it doesn't matter.
No.
There's something for everyone.
We welcome all riders on all bikes, trikes as well, and then of course we have licks, lesbians in cars, and they're welcome to join all rides and events, of course.
Now, T-Rex, the president, good to have you in the studio again.
Good to be back.
Now, tell us a little bit, you spoke about it last time, but let's just reiterate, Dykes on Bikes isn't just for lesbians anymore, is it?
No. So the club obviously started as lesbians only, and we have a really proud history of that, sort of fighting for women's rights, queer rights. But as our community has evolved, the language we use, it's all evolved. So basically we welcome anyone who is same-sex lesbian, female-attracted, same-sex attracted, non-binary, genderqueer. We've we do have trans members, and it's pretty much, so we still want to honour that, our history, our herstory. So unless you identify as a male, then we'd love to talk with you and find out if our club is what you want to be a part of.
I love that. It's so welcoming.
Yeah.
Love it. Now, you've got a new, do we call them a fundraising partner?
Well, we do, and I just wonder if that's part of my my previous corporate sort of corporate speak. But yeah, fundraise every year. Dykes on Bikes partners with an organisation, a community organisation, or a charitable organisation that specifically supports the queer community. So the way we do that is we put it out to the club and ask them to nominate a few charities, and we, of course, we want to make sure that they align with our values, and this, and then we encourage all of our members to vote. And this year, that we voted to support Rainbow Door,
part of fantastic.
Switchboard. So we're very, very excited. We've had a meeting with them, and they're really keen as well. And we sort of see these as part of our sort of ongoing community relationships, which are really critical. The way we support each other.
Absolutely. Viv, what's your favourite ride?
Great Ocean Road.
Great Ocean Road. My goodness. Yeah. I remember I used to go up through the Black Spur on my motorcycle, and I used to find that quite dangerous.
Yes.
Do you find the Great Ocean Road a little bit dangerous with all the tourists?
It can be. During the week is preferable. However, we don't all have that luxury. However,
it's a great ride.
Mental health days are good during the week.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Yeah. But definitely Great Ocean Road. And also the Black Spur and Reefton Spur.
Oh, Reefton Spur, yes.
Yeah, very nice areas. But there's such lovely areas in Victoria to ride to. And, yeah, great destinations. And you're never lost on a motorbike. You've just gone somewhere you haven't been before.
I love that. T-Rex, what's your favourite ride?
Oh, gosh. Do you know what? I really love to just get out of the city. Mm. I feel my entire body relax the further away I get. And, riding a bike is it's different. One of the first rides I did went all the way up to Echuca and got a pie at the bakery and turned around and came all the way back. So you would never do that in a car, but, you know, the adventure on the bike, it's, I do like getting out into the country areas. Really love Great Ocean Road. There's nothing like sort of cruising along there
and you've got the beautiful scenery along the side, which you can occasionally sort of glimpse at.
As you go through, but just following bikes through there, it's pretty magical, actually.
You mentioned you've got a pie in Echuca. Yeah. When do you reckon you've had the best pie?
Oh, do you know what? I can't go past the pies at Gaffney's in Heathcote.
Heathcote?
Yeah.
Oh, you know where I'm going this weekend.
Yeah, well worth it, well worth and it.
Tubarak.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know,
Tubarak Bakery.
Oh, really? Because I think the number one was some bakery in Kyneton or something. Mm. I went and tried those, but I reckon I still have had better.
Yeah, I think the country bakeries are just kicking goals with a good pie, good snot block.
Vanilla slice.
Can't go wrong.
Do you do that though when you're on the Dykes on Bikes rides? Do you have a bit of a social thing at the end of the ride where you all get together and have lunch? Or something
we
like
do,
that.
We do. Our destination normally is somewhere nice to eat, either a pub or something or a bakery. Mm. And we like to support, obviously, local businesses to once we reach our destination.
Yeah.
Do they love it when you turn up? They hear the roar?
Yeah.
It's like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
Here they come.
Mm. Yeah. We do get a few looks. I think once people realise that we're all sort of women as well, you can see them sort of processing it. But I think people are really excited when they see us.
Yeah, of course.
It's really wonderful.
It's one of the most exciting things about Mardi Gras is when you hear the roar of the Dykes on Bikes. Now, you've got a family event coming up. Viv, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
That's a Family and Friends Day, which we will put up on our socials with more details for anyone that might like to come along to that and meet it and spend some time with it. So we're heading down to the Chocolatiere and Ice Creamery down at Great Ocean Road. So it's not all the way down to Lawn. I think I don't know how far it is, but anyway, it's not all the length of Great Ocean Road, but you can have lunch there and so we've probably got a few coming along to that, so really looking forward to it.
So Family and Friends Day.
And that will be held on the 6th of April.
And it's a Saturday. Where do we get the information about that?
That'll be on our page.
Yeah, we'll get our socials updated so people can register their interest if they'd like to come along for that.
Well, I wouldn't be having lunch, I'd be having chocolate and ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I come along with that.
I'm with you on that.
Is it good?
Well, I actually haven't been there.
Yeah.
But I've been to the one in Yarra Glen, and that's pretty good.
I reckon there's a bit of a thing happening here with the Dykes on Bikes. And that is, it's about food, and I can see some sort of publication down the track, Dykes on Bikes favourite eateries and the best pie in Victoria.
Well, see, you need to be fuelled. So you've got your motion lotion for the bike, Petrol, and, we've got to, to sustain the energy levels.
Absolutely. Particularly as the cold wind hits you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it is great to see you again. So we check out the socials. That'll have all the information. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on Rainbow Door as being your partner for this year. Yeah. It's really good news.
We're excited.
And we look forward to, I know I'm not eligible to come on the ride, but I might just be down at the chocolate place when you get there one day.
Absolutely.
Great to chat with you, T-Rex and Viv from Dykes on Bikes.
Thanks, Woz.
Thank you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.